Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Thank you very much, Dawson Halverson, as we've got Chi High and Rice Lake, Big Rivers Conference battle. These two squared off in baseball on Tuesday. Some rain interruptions and colder weather than today, with Chi High coming out on top in that one by a final score of 4-3. So the Cardinals come in here 5-4 overall, 3-2 in the BRC, tied for first in conference play with Eau Claire North. Meanwhile, Rice Lake comes in here at 3-6 overall, 1-4 in the conference. And Jason Bob, your son, actually, an outstanding 15 strikeout performance the other day, helping the Cards to that victory. But we should have a good pitcher's duel here today.
Yeah. Jake LaQuay has been really solid this year for Chi High, and Easton Stone for Rice Lake is one of the top pitchers in the state. So could be a low-scoring game.
All right, we'll see what unfolds. But first, breaking away from baseball to ice, because a huge announcement in Chi High sports today, as Scott Parker, the longtime head coach of the Cardinal hockey team on the boys' side, hanging it up, making that announcement. Our Greg Stewart was there after 37 years as the head coach of the Cards, 460 victories and coach of the year in the BRC this year. And Greg asked him about the decision to step down.
Well, it was a year by year decision, and it's easy to talk yourself into coaching. It's a great gig, and I love doing it. And I had to get the blessings from Susie, and then we'd go forward. And last year, just talking with Mike on my checkout meeting, it was just I think the plan was to go another year and ride off into the sunset. So I guess this is what I'm doing.
Okay. A year where a team went to state number one for at least half the season or more, going to state this year. What about the final year experience for you? I know it ended disappointing fashion, losing that first game, but what about the final season for you?
Well, I'm going to say this again, but these hockey players are kind of like race car drivers. They want to go fast. And we had a good team this year. There's no question about running the table in the Big Rivers. And we did a lot of good things. Now, sometimes you run out of gas when you're a race car driver, and that's what happened down in Madison. And, I don't recall myself ever playing every game great. And it just was not with us that day. And you can make excuses and say whatever you want, but, we lost the game, and you move on, and you try to make boys into men, and I think that's what I've been trying to do over the years. And it's a tough decision, but it's a decision that we make as a family every year. And I was telling Mike this morning, it seems like it's all that. All that aura and all that confidence you have to be a coach just kind of fell out of me today. It was difficult. I talked to the team this morning, let them know that the entire staff is retiring, and it's something that I knew eventually was coming. I'm going to be 62 years old, and I felt it was time. And you can't go on forever. And those that try to, you're just, you can't play hockey forever. You can't coach forever. You can't ref forever. So I'm really happy that the way this team is, I'm leaving the team. There's good players there. There should be a competitive team to put on the ice next year, and I think that's a good thing, too.
Scott Parker with our Greg Stewart earlier this afternoon, just a short time ago. Scott, after 37 years, and Jason, Bob, I mean, wow, that, again, what a legacy at Chippewa Falls High School in the hockey program.
Yeah, he's been an incredible influence on so many different players and just people in general over the years. And he was coaching in high school, and I didn't play hockey, but I remember going to state when he was coaching back then. And, yeah, just an amazing coach and an even better person.
Thank you much, so much, Scott Parker, and thanks, Greg Stewart, for providing that for us. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of two coaches' conversations. We'll hear from Steve Fisher of Rice Lake. And then after another two-minute timeout, also hear from Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards. It's Chi High and Rice Lake, a beautiful day for baseball today from Casper on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Cardinal Countdown from Casper, Mark Halverson, Jason Bob, WOGO Sports, Steve Fisher, the manager, the head coach for Rice Lake. And, Coach, I understand a little bit of rain interruption the other day up in your place. Huh?
Yeah, it was cold, too. The wind came in. It was cold, tough to hit, especially against Easton Bob there. He was throwing pretty good and made it tough on our hitters.
Mm-hmm. All right, but we got sunshine today, beautiful day for baseball, so maybe just take a step back. What about where your team's been so far this season as you head into this one?
Well, we've had some up and downs. We're a young hitting team, so the days that it seems like they're on, we can have our offense go, and there are some days that it's kind of contagious either way. So mm-hmm. hopefully we can get some hits today.
Yeah, tight contest with Chippewa. And looking at this conference, I mean, it's really packed in. I mean, nobody's undefeated, and everybody's got at least a win. So.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at the scores from over the league, any given day, I think any one of these teams, 1 through 8 or 1 through 7, it is, I guess, 8. 1 through 8 could beat each other. So. Mm-hmm.
Now you're going with Stone today. I haven't seen Chai's lineup at this point when we're recording this, but I'm presuming, is it LaQuay today or what?
I think it is, yeah. I haven't seen it either, mm-hmm. but he's been there, mm-hmm. there one or two all year with Bob, so I'm assuming we'll see him.
So size up that pitcher's matchup.
Well, it should be really good. They both are good power pitchers that record a lot of outs. Mm-hmm. So.
And the key for your club today?
Play good defense. You know, Easton, our pitcher, should keep us in the game and play good defense and timely hitting.
Coach, we thank you the best.
Yes, thank you.
Wish you the best.
Yes.
Thank you. Head coach Steve Fisher back with the head coach of the Cards, Mitch Steinmetz, in a moment on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. Go. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Cardinal baseball this afternoon on Cardinal Countdown, FM 103.1 and WOGO.com from Casper Park. And head coach Mitch Steinmetz with us now. And coach, beautiful day for our game.
Yeah, finally. You know, it's been a while since we had a nice day like this.
Kind of, first of all, give me kind of a recap on that game with maybe a few interruptions and some chilly weather the other day.
Oh, it was windy. There was a few fly balls that got out of, you know, that we couldn't quite catch. And that happened to be in the seventh inning. Easton Bob threw a gem of a game, 15 strikeouts, just really mowed them down. But, you know, Rice Lake never quit. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and so we heard from head coach Steve Fisher talking some about that. And in this contest today, it kind of sets up two good pitchers out there as well.
Absolutely. Jake LeQuay is going for us today on the mound. Last outing at 86 pitches. He just shoved last time. So really, really excited to get him back on the mound. He had a full 7 days rest, so we're pretty excited.
But Easton Stone, at the same time, you have a lot of respect for the hurler for Rice Lake.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He really tied us up last year, and I'm sure he's gotten better. So, and he looks like he's been lifting weights too. So I'm sure he's going to be bringing it today too. So
finally, we talked with Coach Fisher. Very competitive conference. Nobody's undefeated, and everybody's got at least one win. But this would be an important one for you guys to take care of business at home.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't put us in the driver's seat, but it puts us real close. You know, we split with Hudson, we split with River Falls, and they're right there at the top too. So hopefully today we can take care of business.
Big announcement today. Also, Chi-High Sports, after 37 years, Scott Parker stepping down. You were in high school when he started coaching.
Yeah, I was. And all four of my boys played under him. Great guy, great coach. He's going to be missed. Mm-hmm. He's going to be missed.
Yeah, big shoes to fill.
Absolutely.
So. Coach, we wish you the best and hope to talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, that's head coach Mitch Steinmetz back with more in a moment. WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Mark Halverson, Jason Bob back at Casper as it's Chihai and Rice Lake boys baseball here today. And the Cards 5-4 overall, 3-2 in the conference. And also Rice Lake at 3-6 overall and 1-4 in the conference. And, hey, maybe it's, now's a good time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Jason, how about it?
I think for Chippewa Falls today, it's gonna a lot of it's gonna come down to putting the ball in play. Easton Stone's a power pitcher who likes strikeouts, and this year Rice Lake has struggled a little bit defensively, so we can't have strikeouts, and we got to put the ball in play. Rice Lake, it's the exact opposite. I think they need to get a couple runs early to give Easton Stone some confidence, but they have to play good defense to win this game.
There you go. Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our home plate umpire today, Chuck Morning, and on the bases, Mike Breed. And I have to share at some point my favorite Chuck Morning story, which takes us back 33 years. So there you go. I've been around the block with broadcasting. But get you set here for the lineup that's a short time away as Rice Lake will be up in the top half of the first inning and set the defense here for the Cardinals coming up in the top half of the first. And again, Lucas Rue playing short, leading off number 7, batting second, playing center field number 5, Tanner Koltunski, batting third and playing and pitching is Easton Stone number 1. Batting fourth is the second baseman, number 18, Cal Kelsey. The catcher hitting fifth, number 9, Brady Musil. Batting in the sixth spot, the left fielder, number 17, Wyatt Kanesh. Hitting seventh, the right fielder, number 3, Aaron Hoffman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, and that is Tite Schomer, number 20. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 15, Jack Larson. Gavin Richter, the third baseman, being hit for in this lineup. Meanwhile, for the Cards, defensively, you get ready for the top half of the first. Jacob Laquay pitching, Landon Atchison behind the plate, Lucas Logslett as at first, Brady Smith at second, Cole Perlberg, the shortstop, number 1, Preston Auger is at third, number 2, number 19, Braden Dickerson, I know him from hoops in left field, Jared Erickson, number 12 in center, and number 4, Gavin Thompson in right field. Let's listen to our public address announcer now. Jared Johnson on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything
okay. Chippewa Falls High School reminds student-athletes, coaches, and spectators to support good sportsmanship at all education-based athletic contests. Please help foster this spirit of good sportsmanship by appreciating the efforts of both teams, the coaches, and the officials in today's contest in a positive manner. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for the visiting Rice Lake Warriors. Leading off, the shortstop, number 7, Lucas Rue. Batting second, center fielder, number 5, Tanner Koltunski. Batting third, the pitcher, number 1, Easton Stone. Batting fourth, the second baseman, number 18, Calvin Kelsey. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 9, Brady Musil. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 17, Wyatt Kunesh. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number three, Aaron Hoffman. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 20, Tate Schomer. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 15, Jack Larson. And at third base, number 11, Gavin Richter. The Warriors are coached by Steve Fisher, Mike Ashlin, J.R. Fisk, and Steve Rue. And now, the starting lineup for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, the second baseman, number 5, Brady Smith. Batting second, center fielder, number 12, Jared Erickson. Batting third, the shortstop, number 1, Cole Perlberg. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 2, Preston Alger. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 14, Lucas Loxlett. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 4, Gavin Thompson. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 10, Braden Hagman. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 19, Braden Dickerson. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 11, Landon Atchison. And on the mound today for the Cardinals, number 50, Jake Laquay. The Cards are coached by Mitch Steinmetz and Justin Martell. Your officials for today's game, behind the plate, Chuck Morning. And on the base pass, Mike Reed.
We'll take a break, come back with the start of this contest. It's Chahai and Rice Lake coming next on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. Go. K stands for Katie. 3 strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a 3-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Mark Halverson, Jason Bob back here at Casper Park as we get ready for Rice Lake here in the top half of the first inning. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And in the top half of the first inning, Lucas Rue, the shortstop, leading off. Tanner Kultunski in center field batting second, and Easton Stone, the pitcher, batting third against LaQuay. Tell me about LaQuay as a pitcher. Seems like he came on last year, kind of came on the scene.
He did, yeah. I've coached Jake on and off since he was about, I don't know, 12 years old, and he's a pitcher that throws a ton of strikes. He's super efficient. When he mixes in his curveball and gets it over for a strike, he's really effective. He's got a couple pitches he throws consistently for strikes, and, yeah, he's come a long way, especially in the last couple of years.
And, again, that Easton, a lefty, and now Jake LaQuay coming from the right side. So kind of that 1-2 punch. You never know with baseball, right? Sometimes a doubleheader, and today kind of the split game, split location between these two this week, two games in 3 days.
Right. Yeah, I like the way the Big Rivers does it with the home and away. It prevents teams from throwing their ace against the better teams every time, so you know you're going to see their one, and you know you're going to see the other schools too. So, and with Easton and Jake, they've proven to be pretty effective so far this year.
What about, like, strikeout-to-walk ratio? We don't necessarily have numbers in front of us. How does that sit?
I have numbers up until last night. I think they didn't have last night's stats in there. Easton was leading the conference. Easton Bob was leading the conference.
Yeah.
And Jake was, I think, fourth or fifth. So, yeah, they've both been pretty good.
All right, here we go. Lucas Rue hitting from the right side, righty versus righty, as we get underway on WOGO Sports. And the first pitch from LaQuay, a called strike. Again, our home plate umpire, Chuck Morning, and we've got Mike Breed on the bases today. 0-1 pitch here to Rue, the shortstop. From LaQuay, he deals. And called strike two, 0-2 now. To Rue, the leadoff hitter, with Koltunski on deck for the Warriors. Chihio 4-3 winner the other day. Heard about some defensive challenges, weather-related, in that seventh inning. And this one, tap foul, third base side. It stays 0-2.
Yeah, it got a little interesting in the seventh the other night. The wind was blowing.
So what was the score going into the seventh?
4-0.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of flashbacks to that River Falls game we lost earlier this year, but we got the win.
Yeah. 0-2, LaQuay. This one, third base side, fielded over there. Throw across the diamond is going to be in time from Auger to Logslet for the out. Score it 5-3, one down. Rue retired, and Koltunski coming up, the center fielder.
Yep, that's exactly what Jake needs to do. Get ahead and get ground balls and keep his pitch count down. And, yeah, he'll be good.
Brewers 7-5 winners over Pittsburgh today, so they get a split.
Yeah, I saw that. Big comeback win.
Best road record in baseball, I think, at 11-4. Swing and a miss, strike one to Koltunski.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that at the beginning of the year.
No, that's a young team. Again, you got 20-year-old Jackson Churio, impressive numbers, but and Yelich has been a long time. And this one, shot towards second, and a liner is
nice
caught
play
there by Brady Smith for out number two.
Yeah, Brady moved well on that one. That was that could have been a tough play if he would have let that get on him, but he went and got it and caught it in the air to make it a little bit easier.
So two are out for LaQuay, and it's pitcher versus pitcher. Easton Stone hitting from the right side like the first two hitters have done. Stone wearing number one in his field. His position is number one, obviously.
Yeah, he's a dangerous hitter for sure.
And he's going to shot one up the middle. One shot, a couple of hops, and it'll be fielded there by Jared Erickson. And so a solid single on the very first pitch for Easton Stone. Well, you kind of predicted that
Well,
one.
Going into Tuesday night, he was batting 600. Huh. He's a couple doubles. Yeah, he can flat-out hit.
So the cleanup hitter is number 18, Cal Kelsey. Kelsey, the second baseman, but hitting from the left side. Mm-hmm. You don't find too many right-handed glove second baseman, but left-handed second baseman.
Yeah.
Sometimes hitting from that left side. I think of Joe Morgan back in the day. Swing and a miss, strike one. I'm going to sound old with some of my baseball reference, so I'm just going to warn you.
No, that's good. Joe Morgan, yeah. Big red machine.
Yep. Back in the day. The years go by, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. 0-1 to the left-handed hitting Kelsey with a runner at first and two outs. And the pitch from LaQuay. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah, Jake's doing a really nice job of getting ahead of hitters. He's been 0-1, 0-2 to every guy but Stone, who hit the first pitch, which was a strike. So, yeah, that's kind of Jake's MO, is throw a ton of strikes.
Hmm. I would wonder if a potential challenge in terms of being too hittable in that regard. The 0-2 pitch fouled
nice pitch.
Off. And it stays in the catcher's glove for strike three. So a strikeout to Kelsey. One runner is stranded in the middle of one from Casper. It's Rice Lake, nothing. Chai coming up on WDOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call White City Glass, the glass leaders. Bottom half of the first inning, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls as the Cards bring Brady Smith, the second baseman, batting leadoff. Number five hitting second, the center fielder, number 12, Jared Erickson. Batting third against Easton Stone is the shortstop, number one, Cole Pearlberg.
And leading up the first, the Cards, second baseman, number five, Brady Smith.
Our public address announcer, Jared Johnson, doing a terrific job. And hitting from the right side, Brady Smith, the second baseman. How about him, Jason?
Yeah, Brady's really done a nice job. He's a sophomore, but he plays older than he is. He's really been one of the more consistent hitters in the lineup so far.
Looks at a ball high, 1-0 from Easton Stone. That one, a fastball strike, looking 1-1. Bottom half of the first, Cards retiring Rice Lake except for the one single. One runner stranded here with the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. That one was upstairs.
Yeah, you can't. If you do that against Easton Stone, it's going to be a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He looks like a strong kid.
Ooh,
there's the 1-2
pitch
and a swing and a strike three. So Smith retired for the first K, and it brings up Jared Erickson, the center fielder.
Yeah, that was different. I've never seen Easton Stone pitch quite a few times, and he just quick pitched there, which I've never
Erickson.
Seen.
So Erickson now the center fielder against Stone. A shot up the middle, one hop, glove
nice
there,
play.
Throw over to first in time for the out from Lucas Rue. 6-3 scoring that one, and first ball hitting that time, Jared Erickson brings up Cole Pearlberg.
Yeah, Lucas Ruth the other night playing third base, he had five or six chances and made every play, and now he shifted over to short and made a really nice
the
play to start.
Number one, Cole Pearlberg.
Number one versus number one, the pitcher number one, Stone, against Pearlberg. First pitch, looks at a ball high to the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Cards. Pearlberg, a fine hitter. Again, we don't have access to averages, but, yeah, fine hitter for Chippewa in that three spot. Looks at a ball, 2-0.
Cole was 455 going into Tuesday. I don't know how many hits. I don't remember how many he had Tuesday, one or two, I think.
Confident hitter. Looks at a called strike. Two balls and one strike.
Yeah, it's good to make Stone work a little bit, get that pitch count up.
Mm-hmm. The 2-1 pitch. Looks at the ball, 3-1. When Coach Steinmetz had said 86 pitches for LaQuay the other day, do they think in terms of 100 or what's typical?
Yeah, once you get to 100, you have to come out.
Uh-huh. And this one grounded third base side down the
fair
line.
Ball.
It's fair ball down the line and turning first base and heading for second. There goes Pearlberg, and he'll be in there standing with a double to left.
Yeah, great hitting, but great base running there. Cole never hesitated around first base. He saw the left fielder field the ball cleanly, but with two outs, he took a chance and made it easy.
So right down the line. That was close, but it stayed in there. So nice shot down the line for Perlberg, and it brings up the cleanup hitter, Preston Auger, the Cardinals' third baseman.
Yeah, Preston's been on a tear the last three games, I think. So, yeah, big RBI spot right away.
With two out here for the Cardinals, that runner in scoring position, Perlberg against Stone. And, again, these runs are going to be precious against this fine pitcher, strike one, to a looking Preston Auger. With Logsdale on deck, would love to have the five-hitter be able to get a chance here against Easton Stone. Perlberg leads off second. Pitcher looks. Here's the shot, ground ball, and it's gloved there by Rue. He'll throw it across the diamond in time for the out. So 6-3 goes down. Auger, the Cards like Rice Lake, stranding one. Through one at Casper, we're scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob, we are bringing you Chai Baseball. Tomorrow we're supposed to have a softball doubleheader as Superior coming down. I think the baseball team due to go to Superior for a doubleheader.
Yep.
But we're scheduled to this, but the weather looks a little iffy, so we'll wait and see what we get in. But Heidi Solon, the Chahai alum, slated to join me. You knew her as Heidi Bull back in the day, and
sure.
She had been with Caleb Swenson recently on a broadcast when he filled in for me a couple weeks ago. So there's a ball low, 1-0 from LaQuay. As we get started, it's going to be Brady Musil, Wyatt Kanesh, and Aaron Hoffman, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Rice Lake here in the top half of the second. Scoreless game. Chai beating Rice Lake 4-3 the other day. This one high in the air to center field. Got it measured out there, Jared Erickson, and he's got it for out number one. So Musil retired to center. One down, and Wyatt Kanesh, the left fielder.
Well, left fielder, number 17, Wyatt Kanesh.
Yeah, they're 1-5. Rice Lake's 1-5. They'll put the ball in play. We'll see the bottom of the order struggle a little bit the other night, so we'll see what happens today.
Kanesh had three runs batted in heading into Tuesday. This one, little check swing, and high on the infield, the second baseman Smith has got it for out number two. So, hey, saving LaQuay's arm here, huh?
Yeah, we'll take that all day long. Yeah, I don't know. Jake's had, I don't know how many innings this year where he's thrown five pitches, six pitches.
Huh. Right fielder.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're saying. If it's in there and it's hittable, then that's an advantage there. So.
Right, yeah. And he spots well. Like, in, yeah. Out, he doesn't throw it down the middle very often.
Aaron Hoffman now looks at the first pitch for a strike. Hoffman, the right fielder, hitting in the seventh spot for Coach Steve Fisher. To give you the fashion description here for both teams in a moment. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah, good off-speed pitch by Jake.
Cards in the black uniforms with the red numerals and some white trim, the white pants, and Rice Lake, they get the blue uniforms with the pinstripe, though. You get the pinstripe on the top of the pants.
Yeah, those are something.
Yeah.
You don't see those very often.
No.
Good pitch.
And there's strike three, so he strikes out Hoffman to end the inning. So 1K in each inning for LeQuay.
Six pitches.
Yeah, wow, fantastic. And the Cardinals, middle of two, scoreless with Rice Lake from Chippewa and Casper on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Mark Halverson, Jason Bob here from Casper Park. We go to the bottom half of the second as Easton Stone, the impressive, highly touted right-handed pitcher for the Warriors, will face Lucas Logsdale, the Cardinal first baseman, Gavin Thompson, the right fielder, and Braden Hegman, the DH, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. But, hey, good inning for the Cards there, Jason, as very few pitches for LeQuay.
Yeah, he did a great job of getting ahead and throwing strikes and making them swing the bat.
Logsdale now first pitch and looks at a ball high, 1-0.
Yeah, Stone's been up. He's been leaving a lot of stuff up. If they can lay off that, they'll be okay.
The 1-0 pitch from Stone. And this one hit left field and deep. Long fly ball, and it's going to be out of here for a home run.
Wow.
A solo shot for Lucas Logsdale, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 here in the top half of the second as the team comes out to greet him.
Yeah, just as I say, don't swing at the high fastball. He swung at it, and he hit it a ton. Yeah, that's their first one of the year.
First one for him?
For the team,
for
I
the
think.
Team,
yeah.
Really? Wow. And we were here for it.
We were here for it, yeah.
We just needed some radio coverage.
Yeah, Lucas has been, he's had, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 extra base hits this year.
Fielder number 4, Gavin.
So with a 1-0 lead now off of Stone, you know what they say, the faster it comes in, the faster it goes out.
Yeah.
And now Gavin Thompson, the right fielder, hitting from the left side. And he looks at ball 1-0.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a danger zone up there. You can get it by guys, but you are.
Solid shot. It's going to go backhand, and it's by the second baseman, Kelsey, and into center field. So a single for Thompson.
Yeah, they've... You know, it's weird. We faced River Falls Pankinen, who threw a no-hitter last night, and he's low 90s, and we probably hit him better than anybody all year. So maybe we need velocity to hit well.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? I mean, typically you'd think, wow, that's the challenge there. So a runner aboard, one in, and Hagman now, the DH, hitting from the right side against Stone. He squares to bump, and that's going to be strike one for Hagman, the DH. Again, Logsdale with the solo shot to lead off the inning and a single for Thompson to center as the second baseman, Koltunski, trying to backhand it but could not stop it. And the 0-1 pitch and a bunt attempt. Now it's right toward the pitcher, Stone. He's going to throw to second for the force out and did get him. And, yeah, good job defensively by Stone.
Yep, that's not an easy play to make. He was more than halfway to home plate and turned around and threw a dart to second to get the lead runner.
You know, having seen some of the girls' softball bunting, it seems, I'm not going to say easier, but that bunt, with that as my backdrop, as let's set the scene here, as Dickerson will come up, the left fielder, hitting from the right side. And this one fouled off 0-1. But it seems like I saw a number of bunts that you were able to just barely trickle out in front of home, whereas that one had, you know, some juice on it. So.
Well, that's the velocity. Yeah, you probably have upper 80s coming in. It's hard to kill that thing near the plate.
Yeah. Good point. So Hagman at first with one out, and there's a ball high, 1-1 to Dickerson.
Yeah, that's one of the first off-speed pitches Easton's thrown today.
One in, one on, one out for the Cardinals. Says Dickerson with the 1-1 count from Stone. Here it is. Swinging strike two. Landon Atchison, the catcher, on deck. Speaking of catchers, why, William Contreras just tearing it up, and
Holy cow, he did again today.
I mean, just on base and scoring runs. And
yeah, that guy, he's got to be, he'll be MVP if he keeps this up.
And this one fouled off. Well, Pat Murphy had said in spring training, he's like, look out for Contreras. He's one of the top players, he said, in the game, and he's playing like that. I think one of the top hitters in the National League right now.
Well, and I think he's batting leadoff, isn't he?
He has been now with Yelich out, yeah.
Yeah, that is, you don't see that very often.
Although I think Frelick may have batted leadoff today.
Okay.
The 1-2 pitch,
got
off speed, got him looking for strike two, or for the second, for the strikeout, actually.
Yeah, my son Easton pitched, played with Easton Stone the last couple of summers on a travel team, and when he gets his slider working, and that's what that was. He froze Braden with that slider.
Boy, with such a setup with the fastball, and then to pull it like that seems almost unfair.
Yep, yeah, that's a tough pitch to hit.
So Atchison in the 9 spot for the Cardinals looks at ball 1-0.
Yeah, Landon had a huge hit the other night, a 2-out, 2-run single, and that ended up being the game-winning RBIs.
Atchison from the right side now, runner at first, and he's going to go. It's going to drop out of the catcher's hand, Musil, so it'll be a stolen base for the Cardinals. Hagman into second. Into scoring position here with two outs.
Yeah, it could be. That's worth the risk right there.
So 1-1
scoring position.
1-1 is the count to Atchison. The pitch from Stone. He looks at a strike. 1-2. Home plate umpire Chuck Mourning with Mike Breed on the bases. Out there in the infield, the shortstop side. 1-2 the count. To Atchison, the pitch, fouled off, first base side, stays 1-2.
Yeah, I don't know how he got a piece of that. That was up and away, lunged at it a little bit, but got a piece.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team ready to serve you on County Highway I at Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The 1-2 pitch to Atchison, two out, runner in scoring position at second. Called strike three, and that'll do it for the Cards. They strand another one, but they score one on the log sled. Homer after two from Casper. It's Chai one, Rice Lake nothing on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We head to the top half of the third for Rice Lake. It's Tate Schomer, Jack Larson, and I think the top of the order, Lucas Rue, right? Yeah,
yep.
Okay. I've got Gavin Richter listed, but Richter not hitting. So it's the 8-9-1 hitters, Lucas Rue, then the shortstop, against Jacob Laquay. And Laquay, again, the good control, limited pitches, and that's a strength. Now, beyond Laquay, I mean, what's out there for the Cardinals if they needed anybody out of the bullpen today?
I'm not sure which direction Coach Steinmetz will go. He's got a number of different options. Jackson Martin has thrown. Brady Smith has thrown. Evan Weiler. I'm not sure if – I think Evan is here. He pitched against Holman on Saturday and struck out 11 guys in a row. So, yeah, they got some arms they can use.
And some of those are probably going to be needed tomorrow. I mean, if you go to Superior for a doubleheader.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Can't use everybody today. Well, hopefully we won't have to.
Right, right. Yeah, so to the third inning we go, and the eight-hitter, Schomer, number 20, hitting from the right side, the designated hitter. Again, in terms of enrollment, Chihai 1,454 students, 714 at Rice Lake, so Chihai more than twice as many. There's a ground ball, the short glove there by Pearlberg. Throw over to first in time for the out, 6-3. One down to lead off the third and brings up Jack Larson. Well, first ball hitting again.
Yes, you know, again. I don't know if I'm their coach and this continues, I might say, hey, we need to take a strike here just to change it up a little bit.
Hmm.
But if I'm Jake, I'm just pounding the zone.
Yeah. And hitting number 15, Jack Larson, the first baseman, from that right side against LaQuay. And there's a ball high, 1-0. That's good not to just, you know it's coming down Main Street every time.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, that's the first ball he's thrown this game.
Yeah, really true. 1-0 pitch. And called strike 1-1. Whereas the other hand, I mean, you got Easton, the left-hander, but with 15 strikeouts. I mean, obviously, you got to throw a lot of pitches to get there, right?
Well, that's the hard, that's the trade-off when when you strike a ton of people out. It's hard to finish a game.
Mm-hmm. And ball missing 2-1.
That's what he's struggled with the last. Well, I shouldn't say struggled with, but yeah, when you it's hard to with that 100 pitch limit. Like once you hit that, you're done.
Mm-hmm. The 2-1, and there's a ball high, 3-1. Do you remember that going into effect by the WIAA, or has that always been the case in terms of 100-pitch limit?
No, it was not always the case. I don't remember which year they instituted that.
3-1, and this one fouled off, 3-2. And what is the days in terms of, Easton pitched on Tuesday. Can he pitch again Friday?
Nope, you got a once you hit 100, off. I think it's on the fifth day you can throw again.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't looked at it lately, but depending on how many pitches, it's like 25, 50, 75.
Okay. And this one high in the air up the elevator shaft, and first baseman coming over for the Cardinals, and he's going to make the catch, log sled for out number two. The wind kind of blowing that a little bit.
Yeah, this Casper is one of the worst fields for right fielders, second baseman, and first baseman, because that sun is right in your face all the time.
And two are out for the top of the order, Lucas Rue. He grounded out to third his first time. 1-0 Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. Due to bring you a Chihai girls softball doubleheader tomorrow, 3:40, weather permitting, against Superior. And strike one to Rue, looking at that. Oh, and one from LaQuay, and that's an off-speed or a curve that time.
Yep, yeah, just missed with that. Had two off-speeds in a row.
So 1-1 to Rue, the leadoff hitter here in the top half of the third, Rice Lake trailing at 1-0. That was a fastball, and that one 2-1 now, the count to Lucas Rue, the shortstop, getting his second crack at LaQuay for the Cardinals. The 2-1 pitch from LaQuay, and a called strike two.
That's a really good pitch. He's went away three times in a row and got it to 2-1, and then he came in, and Rue didn't know what to do with it.
Well, there you go. You got a Rice Lake batter who's looking a little bit. So 2-2 now is the count. And this is a lot of pitches to one batter for LaQuay. And this one knuckled out to center field, and it's going to drop in there for a base hit, as coming over is Erickson. And they'll get it in, and the two-out single for Rue here in the third, and it brings up Tanner Koltunski.
Yeah, that was just a nice piece of hitting. He stayed back on the off-speed pitch and was able to hit it back up the middle for a single.
So Koltunski now with Easton Stone on deck. Koltunski a line out to second, and Brady Smith earlier.
Yeah, Rue had two hits on Tuesday night, so he's been their pretty much their most effective hitter.
Ball high, 1-0.
And just a sophomore, I believe. I think he's just a sophomore.
I did not, all the academic statuses for the guys, but for Rue, the shortstop, throw over to first and keeping him honest.
Yeah, Jake has a really he tends to neutralize runners. He's got a really good move over the last I forget which game he pitched last, but he picked one guy off and almost had another one.
So the 1-0 pitch to Koltunski. Here it is. High foul behind home plate and out of play. Look out for everybody's head and onto the roof of the concession area. 1-1 with two outs. The number two hitter in the lineup. Second crack for Koltunski with the dangerous Easton Stone on deck. Well, you sure like to get out of it here.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. You don't want to put another guy on for Stone.
You want to let Easton Stone lead off with nobody on base next inning is what you ideally want here for LaQuay with the 1-1 count to Koltunski. Takes his time. Looking at the runner. The pitch. Misses.
Yeah, just missed.
Yeah.
Right off the corner.
2-1 to Tanner Koltunski, the center fielder. Lined out to Brady Smith the first time. Throw over to first. Ooh. And again, holding the runner on base, Lucas Rue.
Yeah, he doesn't. Jake does a really nice job of varying it. When he throws over, he does it at different times. Makes it tough to read.
The 2-1 pitch. Misses. 3-1. I don't think Jake has been 3-1 on anybody all day.
Nope.
We've had high control and low pitches through the first two innings, but
sometimes when you throw out, you get out of the stretch and it's the first time you do it, everything changes a little bit and you've got to get into a groove.
Here we go. The 3-1 pitch, strike two. Swinging miss by Koltunski. So now the count goes full with the runner first going and two out, Lucas Rue. Cardinals leading at 1-0 here. Top half of the third from Casper. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob on WOGO Sports. The 3-2 pitch. Here it is from LaQuay. Runner goes and take your base. So base on balls for Koltunski. First and second and Easton Stone. And this is what we didn't want from a Chi-High perspective.
Nope. Yeah, that's one where you want to try and challenge the hitter. And Koltunski is a good hitter. I think he was batting 300 going into this game, but he's not somebody I don't think who's going to hit a ton of gaps, and Easton Stone can.
So that's the challenge here, and Stone had a single in the very first pitch he got from LaQuay earlier, hitting from the right side, the Rice Lake pitcher. Cardinal 1-0 lead, a swing and a fouled off, strike one.
Yeah,
he swung for the fences there.
I think he wants back.
He was swinging for... Again, we haven't told you, 315 down the lines, 350 to the gap, and 375 to dead center field.
Let's not throw it there again.
Now, the 0-1 pitch now with two out and two aboard, first and second. That one in the dirt, and the runners will advance to second and third as it gets by Landon Atchison. And now two runners in scoring position rather than just one with two out and the count at 1-1. So a golden opportunity for Rice Lake to tie or grab the lead here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Stone with a 1-1 count. Waits for LaQuay. Setting. And here's the pitch. Swinging, strike two.
Yeah, that was really nice. That was a nice pitch right at the knees. And guys like Easton, as big as they are, they want to get their hands out and get stuff at their belt or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he can get another one down there, he might be all right.
So LaQuay now 1-2 runners at second and third after the ball got away from the catcher. And this one, a tapper foul, third base side. So it stays 1-2.
Challenge here is you got 1-2. You could throw an off-speed pitch in the dirt and try and get him to chase, but with a guy on third, and if he doesn't swing, you're risking a run. So Landon's got to get big back there.
1-2 the count now. LaQuay to Stone. Ball low. 2-2.
Yeah, and it's easy to say walk. I was thinking, hey, let's just walk him, but Kelsey on deck was batting .500 going into Tuesday's game, so it doesn't get any easier.
No. So Stone now with a 2-2 count. Runners at second and third and two out. The Cardinals up 1-0. The pitch, ball high, 3-2. So a fastball upstairs, and now the count goes to 3-2. Again, first base is open, but as There's being said here, Jason saying that, 500 hitting cleanup hitter on deck. The 3-2 pitch, LeQuay. Here it is, ball in the dirt. So he walks him. Stone seems a bit frustrated. The last three were balls, and so the bases are loaded with Warriors with two out for the cleanup hitter, Cal Kelsey.
Yeah, I think I'd take my chances with Kelsey. You can tell they were pitching around him a little bit. The last couple pitches were off-speed pitches in the dirt. So, yeah, they'll take their chances.
Kelsey from the left side. The Cardinals with a 1-0 lead here in the top half of the third inning. It has been longer than the other two combined for Chippewa defensively. And the pitch from LeQuay. Fastball upstairs misses 1-0. Well, now there's no more room in the end, right?
No, so. This is, you got to take a deep breath. Just focus on the spot you need to hit and hit your spot and let them put it in play and get an out.
1-0 count. LeQuay taking his time. Here it is. Oh, that one missed a little close, but closer than the first pitch, 2-0, and LeQuay looks a little frustrated with that one. And he's going to walk off the mound here a little bit, throwing the ball into his mitt. And he wanted that one, Jason.
Yeah, and I don't know if I was talking to him. And this
and now
is good.
Landon Atchison's going to go out and visit with him because he can see some of the frustration with the bases loaded in a 2-0 count. And Coach Mitch Steinmetz coming out as well.
Yeah, that's a great mound visit by Landon just to settle Jake down a little bit. His body language wasn't great right there.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And just get him to refocus on what he needs to do.
Yep, you could see it.
And everything, this kind of is, his struggles started as soon as he went to the stretch. You know, if you're not used to throwing out of the stretch, it's, like I said, it's just a little different.
Yep. Rather than the full windup. And so here's the 2-0 pitch. Pop foul on the third base side. Well, you had an oof. What did you think of that?
Well, I was hoping it was going straight up in the air. But
Yeah, right.
I lost it for a second.
Could have been a chance to get out of the inning.
Yeah.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. The pitch fouled off again right over the press box, and the count goes to 2-2.
Yeah, the hits. I know he had one hit for sure Tuesday night, and it was right past Auger at third base, and you can tell he wants to go the other way with it.
Two balls and two strikes to Kelsey, the cleanup hitting second baseman. The pitch. Ground ball to second base. Gloved over there by Smith. Throw over to first. In time
Big
for the
up.
Out. The Cardinals get out of it. Rice Lake strands three. In the middle of three from Casper, it's Chahai one. Rice Lake nothing on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
To the bottom of the third we go. Chai still leading 1-0. They get out of that challenging third inning. And for the Cardinals, the top of the order, Brady Smith, Jared Erickson, and Cole Pearlberg, the 1-2-3 hitters against hard-throwing Easton Stone for Rice Lake.
Big thing here is to try and get Jake a little bit of a rest. He must have thrown close to 30 pitches or more that inning. And be nice to get a couple guys on to let him sit for a little bit.
It's amazing how it can change, right? First and second innings, I mean, just very few pitches, but really labored. I mean, it was quite a bit. When you say 30, I mean, that was significantly more than the first two combined.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Easton Stone against Brady Smith. Smith struck out his first time. He's one of three strikeout victims against Stone the first time through the Chahai lineup. Smith, the second baseman. looks at a strike. Oh, I thought it was a Yeah, okay. Strike one.
Yep, right at the knees. He got one down.
The 0-1 pitch, and that one looked to be maybe that slider, and it got away from the catcher, so 1-1.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown a ton of them, and he hasn't been consistently throwing strikes, so I just look fastball.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, ball high, 2-1. Hitting from the right side, Smith. Going to make some contact here, and this one high in the air, and
oh,
it's
going to
be possibly catchable, giving chase, and a diving attempt by Stone in foul territory, not able to glove it here behind home plate, and so Smith stays alive.
Yeah, Easton Stone had a long ways to go to get to that one, and he was closer to it than the catcher ended up being.
Yeah. Hit off of his glove, but not able to snag it, so Brady Smith staying in there at 2-2 now against Stone, trying to start this bottom half of the third, getting some insurance, building that 1-0 lead. And here's the pitch from Stone. Ball high, 3-2. Jared Erickson on deck, and Cole Perlberg, the shortstop, who had a double his first time in the hole for the Cards. The pitch.
Oh.
Looked at a strike three, so Smith does get struck out to start the bottom half of the third for the Cardinals. Fourth K of the day, and two of them to Smith, and it brings up Jared Erickson, the center field. He ground out to short at first time.
Yeah, Stone's he's almost three-quarter arm slot, and when you hit that outside corner with that arm slot, it's really hard to read.
And the left-handed hitting Erickson looks at ball one, 1-0. Perlberg on deck for the Cardinals. The pitch to Erickson. Solid shot. Base
great
hit to
swing.
Center for Erickson. So a runner aboard for Cole Perlberg, who doubled his first time.
Yeah, Jared he's hit both his balls hard tonight. The one to short, and that one was a line drive right back up the middle.
Stop number one, Cole Perlberg.
Perlberg with that double against Stone earlier was right down the left field line.
Yeah, Cole entered Tuesday hitting almost 500, one of the top hitters in the conference.
Yeah, he stands out there. That 455, that ball fouled off, out of play. And some other categories, right on base at 588, and his slugging was at 727. So a lot of different categories. Perlberg among the leaders in triples with one. 0-1 pitch to Perlberg, off speed that time, and a swinging strike two.
Yep, fooled him with that one.
Again, you don't have to be perfect with it, right? I mean, it just is that change, and if it's even around, if it's just around that, they may go chasing it.
Yep, 100%. It doesn't have to be a strike.
The 0-2 pitch to Perlberg, and there's a
well, and then he threw
off speed
it for a strike.
Again. Yeah, he did. For strike three, looking. And so the fifth strikeout of the day for the talented Easton Stone, and it brings up Preston Auger now with two out and a runner at second for the Cards. Auger grounded out to short his first time. Logsled had the solo homer for the Cards' only run today. And the fastball fouled off into the catcher's mitt, 0-1 to Auger, the Cardinal third baseman. Logsled on deck, who had that home run for Chippewa, back in the second inning to lead things off against Stone. Easton, the right-handed pitcher, ball misses. 1-1.
We'll see if Erickson goes here. You have Auger up. You have two outs.
Yeah.
If he gets thrown out, then you start with Auger. If he makes it, then he's in scoring position. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes.
Good thought. 1-1 pitch with two out. There it is. And then high pop-up, and this is going to be catchable and playable and on the infield. Oh, and it's falling backward, making the catch. Easton Stone, again, the challenging wins here at Casper Park. And Stone making the catch there to retire Auger. So through three from Casper, Chai still leads Rice Lake 1-0 on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
We head to the top half of the fourth. It's Brady Musil, Wyatt Kanesh, and Aaron Hoffman for Rice Lake, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. But I think you got an update from the Chai golf team.
Well, I don't know about the entire team, but I just...
Well, your son.
Yeah, my wife was just sending... I can see if now she doesn't have the team scores on there, but yeah. He had two birdies in a row, so I guess I'll let him eat dinner tonight.
Now, I know Easton, but what's your other son's name?
Bennett.
Bennett, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Turtleback, a wonderful course there in Rice Lake.
Yeah, they played Troy Byrne earlier this week and now Turtleback today, so he's going to be spoiled.
Yeah, I guess. And the first pitch, a ball missing to Musil. So Laquay out there for the fourth inning, had a long third inning. Well, what did you think? You asked for a longer inning, not quite as long as you were looking for.
Yeah, one more hit there would have been nice.
Musil had a fly out to center his first time. It's 2-0. So Laquay had that great control early and now being laboring a little bit more.
Yep, he is. And his you can tell he's getting a little frustrated. Mm-hmm. He's
the 2-0 pitch. And it's a called strike, 2-1 to Musil. Musil, the catcher for Rice Lake in that 5 spot, followed by Kanesh, the left fielder, and Hoffman, the right fielder. 2-1, Laquay. Solid shot, left field, and it's going to get in there and in the gap, and it's going to go deeply into left center field. Big turn, but going to hold Musil with a long single.
Huh, yeah, I thought that was double all the way right off
the bat. It looked to be, and good job tracking it down for the Cardinals. Dickerson in left field to limit him to a single. And it brings up number 17, Wyatt Kanesh, the left fielder who popped out to second his first time.
So, again, 1 through 5 there, solid. You're going to give up a couple hits to that top, but you just can't let the bottom beat you.
And Kanesh hitting from that right side. Laquay with 2 strikeouts and a walk so far. Runner at first and nobody out. Leadoff runner aboard. And there's the bunt attempt. Fielded. Third base side. Richter's going to throw it to second for the force out. They get the out. Throw to first is not in time. But good job, I think, by Richter to get things going, huh?
Auger,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Preston made me a little nervous there. It looked like his feet were pointed towards first and the throw went towards second. I think he made a decision at the end to go to second, and sometimes those will end up in center field. But, yeah, it was a nice throw.
Preston Auger, yes, the third baseman. Richter is there for Rice Lake. My apologies. Yeah.
No,
thank you for setting me straight. And hitting now is going to be Aaron Hoffman, the right fielder, number 3. Off-speed pitch called, strike 1. So, again, just setting things there, you had Musil who was aboard, but he gets forced out at second on the 5-6 fielder's choice, and Kanesh is aboard now with the one out, and Hoffman throw over to first and holding the runner. So 0-1 the count to Hoffman with one out, one on. But, again, important to get that lead runner. I mean, we've seen it a couple of times today where that lead runner in a sacrifice attempt has been thrown out.
Yep, yeah, it's that was just an...
swing and a miss, strike 2.
That was a really nice play by Preston. He was playing in anyway, anticipating the bunt and then making a hard throw to second base to get that lead guy.
So Hoffman struck out his first time, one of 2 strikeout victims for Laquay on the day, hitting from the right side, down behind in the count, 0-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Catcher holds on. Landon Atchison for Second strikeout of the day for Hoffman, and the third of the day for LaQuay, and it brings up Tate Schomer, the designated hitter, and hitting in place of that third baseman, Gavin Richter.
Yeah, Landon Atchison has done a great job this year behind the plate as a sophomore coming in, and having two senior pitchers, he's stepped right in and handled them well and blocks the ball well. Yeah, I've been impressed.
And a ball missing to Schomer, 1-0. 1-0 to Schomer with two out, one on. Hitting from the right side. Schomer, a big fella. Here's the pitch and checked a swing and didn't go. Did he? Okay, he did. Yeah. He did break his wrist. So 1-1 to Schomer with Jack Larson, the first baseman on deck, the number 9 hitter. But LaQuay and company looking to get out of it here. 1-1 pitch. Here it is. Ground ball between short and third. There's a base hit. So two aboard here on the single by Schomer. First and second for Jack Larson, the number 9 hitter.
You know, that's one of those where it doesn't seem like much. If Jake gets the 9 hitter out, it's like, well, that single didn't mean anything. But what it does is it rolls the order over for next inning. So if he gets this guy out, now you got top of the inning top of the order next inning versus 9-1-2. So you always want to get that 8 guy if you can to start with a 9.
Kale Ash, number 2, the freshman in to run for Schomer.
Number 2, Kale Ash.
And it brings up
and at the plate, first baseman, number 15,
Jack Larson, who popped out to first his only time up last inning. So it was a long third inning, and Chuck Mourning, the home plate umpire, getting things set with the Chi-Hi dugout. So LaQuay, another challenging inning, makes you appreciate how the speedy innings of 1 and 2, right?
Right, yeah. Well, it's always harder the second time through the order.
Sure.
I mean, once they've seen him once, and they figure out what he's got, and it's
LaQuay,
never
the pitch,
as, never as
low.
Easy.
1-0 to the 9 hitter, Jack Larson. Like to get another pop out to first, like he was retired on the first time to Logsled. 1-0 count from LaQuay. And the pitch. Ball misses. 2-0.
Yeah, you can't lose. You don't want to lose this guy. And then you're back to the top.
Oh, exactly.
Rue singled last time he was up.
Right. So 2-0 now, important pitch for LaQuay here. Defense set, runners at first and second. The pitch, ball 3-0.
I don't know, those must be high. They're right on the verge of being strikes, and Jake looks a little frustrated with him, but Mourning's been consistent the whole game with that pitch.
3-0 count now. This is a tough one for the Cardinals. To Jack Larson with the 2 on and 2 out. Called strike. So the 3-0 pitch for a strike to a looking Jack Larson, the number 9 hitter. Not a surprise. He had the red light. So now 3-1 to Larson.
Yeah, that's a big pitch.
Runners at first and second. 2 down. There it is.
Good spot.
Called strike 2. So 3-2 now. So rallying back is LaQuay, the Cardinals senior, from 3-0 to 3-2 to Larson. Got him to pop up to first the first time. Haven't seen a lot of movement with the bat here. 3-2, the count is full. Runners will go, and now LaQuay off the mound, trying to charging towards second. And now we'll reset things. That lead runner over there is Kinesh, and then you got Ash, the freshman pinch runner, at first for Schomer. 3-2, the count to Larson. LaQuay, here it is from the stretch, and fouled off. So we'll do it again with Lucas Rue on deck, and that's what Rice Lake is hoping for, that leadoff hitter who singled last time and reached third base will get another crack. But the Cards looking to finish things right here.
Yeah, that was a good swing. He was right on it, fouled it straight back, just missed it.
LaQuay versus Larson. The pitch. Ball high. Take your base. So another walk, the second base on balls, and the second straight inning. The bases are loaded for Rice Lake, and it brings up the leadoff hitter, Lucas Rue, who has singled in 2 trips.
The shortstop, number 7, Lucas Rue.
Yeah, he's been swinging a hot bat, so Jake will have to be on his game to get him here.
Yeah, you said he's been one of the standouts in the conference and just a sophomore.
Yeah, he played a great game Tuesday night, and he's picking up where he left off.
And Rue looks at that first one for strike one.
Needed that. Needed to get back on top.
Good job by LeQuay to get out in front as he was in the first couple of innings. But the base is loaded here with Warriors at first, second, and third base. Hitting from the right side, the fastball, and that one misses 1-1. Rue, the leadoff hitter, with Koltinsky on deck, the center fielder, who has also singled in two trips. Rice Lake's been shut out so far, but they're knocking on the door. Two straight innings loading the bases. Last time, LeQuay got out of it. Can he do it again? The delay. Here's the pitch. Called strike, 1-2. Ooh. That was low, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was low.
I mean, it's hard to figure. I mean, some of the ones that on the high part, you're like, right? Well, and you think it's too low, but that was a strike. So I guess read into that what you would. 1-2 now, the count to Lucas Rue. With the bases loaded, the Cardinals trying to get out of this. LeQuay, the pitch. Oh, swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him upstairs to end the inning. Rice Lake for the second straight inning strands three more runners in the middle of four from Casper. It's Chi High one and Rice Lake nothing on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Well, you were talking as we, let me just set the scene here. Jason Bob heading to the bottom half of the fourth. Lucas Logsled homered his first time. The Cardinal first baseman, Gavin Thompson, the right fielder, and Braden Hagman, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. But, boy, kind of deflating for Rice Lake. They're going to try to have to overcome loading the bases twice and coming up with goose eggs both times.
Yeah, that's frustrating. You only get so many chances with the bases loaded, and to have it two innings in a row and not get that one hit that puts you into the lead, that's tough on a team.
Logsled homered his first time, and we do believe it was the first HR of the season for the Cardinals. And Logsled will give it another shot here. Let's see what Stone has in store for him. First one misses, 1-0 from Easton Stone, the senior hurler. The 1-0 pitch. This one high in the air. Out in the up, that's going to be short of a home run ball, though. And the left fielder is going to put the squeeze on Kinesh for out number one.
Yeah, got under it a little bit.
Right fielder number four, Gavin Thompson.
But you can see that Logsled has those long arms and that good swing, you know?
Yeah, I've known Luke. Well, I've watched Lucas play since, who knows, a long time. And he's always had power to the gaps. I've seen him hit.
Just a junior.
Yep, I've seen him hit a number of home runs, especially in the youth leagues.
So Gavin Thompson, now the right fielder, singled his first time. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. Easton Stone, the pitch. This fouled off on the third base side, 1-1.
Yeah, the Chi High team is young. Like my Easton and LeQuay, Braden Dickerson, I'm forgetting somebody. I don't know how I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Preston, Auger. Yeah, those are the only four seniors on the team. Everybody else is underclassmen.
Another strike to Thompson. So 1-2 now to left-handed hitting Thompson, the Cardinal right fielder. One down, bottom half of the fourth. Chahai leading at 1-0 in the long sled homer. There's an off-speed pitch, misses 2-2. You can see even just with kind of the fingers, if you watch closely, you can see, okay, that must be the slider.
So. Yep, yeah, he does. You noticed it.
And, yeah.
And
there's the 2-2 pitch, strike three. So he gets Thompson swinging for the sixth strikeout of the day.
Yeah, he'll have to.
The designated hitter,
I wouldn't say he tips his pitches, but you can certainly see the difference in his motion and his arm speed when he throws his off speed versus his fastball.
And it brings up Braden Hagman, the designated hitter. And ball misses 1-0 to Hagman, who his first time hit into a fielder's choice back to the pitcher.
Yeah, that was the
bunt
attempt.
Right.
Yeah, went a little too far.
And this one fouled off first base side, so the count goes to 1-1 to Hagman with Dickerson on deck if he reaches. Bottom half of the fourth inning, so heading towards the final three innings of this contest, at least in regulation. Off-speed pitch that time misses. 2-1, so Hagman back out in front here.
Yeah, Braden has good power. If he can get a fastball he can handle, he'll...
The 2-1 pitch, and a little tapper, and it's going to go towards second base. Gloved over there. Throw over to first is in time from Kelsey for the second out.
Yeah, got in on his hands there. Fastball in on his hands.
That does it. 1-2-3 there. It kind of took me by surprise. Through four from Casper. Chai still leading 1-0 over Rice Lake on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
To the top half of the fifth we go, and Jacob Laquay, the Cardinals' senior right-hander, to face Kulczynski, Stone, and Kelsey, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, really the heart of the lineup here.
He's in the dangerous part of the lineup.
Yep.
If you can get Kulczynski out and getting the leadoff out here will be huge. You don't want to get into high pressure pitches for three innings in a row.
The Cards able to get out of jams the last two with bases loaded each time. And as frustrated as Rice Lake is, I mean, it's W-H-E-W. Whew,
right, if you're Chippewa. Yeah, and they are. There's a difference between throwing pitches with the bases loaded and throwing pitches with nobody on. It's
sure.
Just
the stress factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a fastball that misses inside, 1-0 to the leadoff hitting Kulczynski, who has walked and lined out to second. Well, lined out to second and walked in that order in his two trips, hitting from the right side, number five, Kulczynski. This one to center field. Is it measured? It is, by the Cardinals center fielder Jared Erickson for out number one. So the Cards 8 outs away from a victory here.
Yeah, I know. I try not to look ahead. I try and take look at it one out at a time. But you start doing the math here with Jake with 30 pitches left before he's done. Quick inning here would be huge.
It would be. He had those early on, but the last ones he has really labored. And now Easton Stone, and this is quite a test. Stone has that capability of tying it on one swing. And there's a ground ball fielded over there, knocked down by the Cardinals. Auger is going to throw over to first. Through the glove of Logsled, and he'll chase it down. Runner will hold, but I don't know. Would he have been out if he held on?
I thought so. Yeah. I wasn't.
Auger had some challenges with the ball, but it was able to get a grip and throw it over there. But then Logsled couldn't hold on.
Yeah, it looked like Preston knocked it down, then lost it for a second, found it. Lucas tried to stretch a little further to
I think it's probably fairly an E3 because that was a catchable ball, I think. Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, it depends on if you think he would have been safer out.
But yeah.
I thought he would have been out.
So Kelsey now, the left-handed hitting second baseman in the cleanup spot, as LaQuay throwing over to first, try to hold Stone aboard. Stone, the pitcher, is the tying run in a 1-0 Chi-High game. And again, we talked about it, a pitcher's duel and low scoring, and that's how it's panned out here on this beautiful Thursday at Casper Park. So much going on in the sports world, high school sports, and certainly on the national scene. Brewers 7-5 winners today. Ball in the dirt, blocked by Atchison, and holding the runner at first. 1-0.
Nice block by Landon. Yeah, that was the first error of the game. Well, hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us.
Right. For either team. So, again, it's been well played. You got LaQuay with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks and 6 strikeouts and no walks for Stone. So that's impressive right there.
Yeah, he doesn't. Houston doesn't normally walk people.
And that ball missed. So 2-0. So the left-handed hitting Kelsey with one out and one on for Rice Lake after back-to-back innings of stranding as many as you can strand. And Kelsey looks at strike one, 2-1.
Looks like Jake's velocity, we're into the fifth inning and he's still throwing hard.
Yeah. As a talented guard who started much of the season for the boys basketball team. And strike two to a looking Kelsey. So Kelsey keeping the bat on his shoulder, back-to-back pitches here, and now the count's gone from 2-0 to 2-2.
Yeah, that's when Jake's effective. The last pitch was a fastball away, and then he came fastball in, and Kelsey was looking away and couldn't swing.
Two balls and two strikes. They'll throw it over to first, and Logsled able to take that one in.
Yeah, that's when the sun starts going down and you're playing first base. That becomes kind of a challenge to catch that. Catch the pickoff throws.
And here it is, the 2-2 pitch off speeder, popped in the air and foul territory, and it looks like it's going to be caught there by Atchison. I thought maybe it was going to go past, but Atchison, so a pop out in foul territory for Kelsey, retired for the second out.
That was about the most nonchalant catch by a catcher I've seen in a while. I didn't think he saw it, then he just jogged over there and grabbed it.
So good job by Atchison, and two are down now with their runner at first, and it brings up Musil, the catcher, who has flown out to center and singled. Musil in that number 5 spot, very wide open stance.
Yeah, there's a couple guys on their team that their stances are really, really open. Mm-hmm.
And that is the case hitting from the right side for Musil, the catcher. Singled his last time. Runner at first, two out for Rice Lake. Fastball from LaQuay, fouled off, 1-1.
I coached in Rice Lake in 2000, and Justin and Jason Musil were two good players that I coached on that team. And I don't know. I'm wondering if this is one of their kids.
All right. I remember a Bart Musil from college many years, early 80s, actually. So, off-speed pitch low, 2-1 now from LaQuay to Musil with two out and a runner at first. Top half of the fifth, the Cardinals, 7 more outs from taking this thing. But, again, that's a long time. Right now, just trying to get this one out. And this ball tapped, and a high hopper gloved over there, and he can't pull it in. The Cardinals' third baseman that time with the long trip, Auger, and it was a high hopper, and when he came with the glove, and then it popped out of the glove for Auger. So I think a hit, though. That was really a tough play.
Yeah, that's one where you can't let it bounce. If that thing bounces, it's a guaranteed hit, and he went and got it in the air and just couldn't quite reach far enough.
So runners at first and second, two are out now for Wyatt Kinesh. Kinesh has popped out to second and hit into a fielder's choice. Kinesh, number 17, from the right side. Cardinals 1-0 on the log sled homer, which came way back in the second. Solid shot, base hit to left. One solid shot and rounding third and heading for home. And now they're going to hold him up, and now he's going to be caught in a rundown. And a huge play, and they're going to tag the runner for the out.
Wow.
And a great job by Perlberg, the shortstop, to get the out. And the Cardinals get out of it again. And is that one or two, actually? That's Preston Auger.
Yeah, Auger tagged him out.
So he comes in, Auger chasing him down, and Rice Lake, another missed opportunity. In the middle of five from Casper, Chai still leads it 1-0 on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
We have seen a lot, and we just saw quite a play there for Chippewa Falls as the Cardinals, it was a single to left, I think first ball hit it, Wyatt Kinesh, and then getting it in, Braden Dickerson to the third baseman, Auger, and again, the third base coach had been saying, go ahead and go, and to actually Easton Stone, he got caught in a rundown, and Auger able to put the tag on, and the Cardinals get out of another one.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where they had bases loaded twice and didn't score, and the third base coach got a little too aggressive there and sent him probably on a ball that he shouldn't have sent him on. Yeah, he was kind of hung out to dry, nowhere to go.
So it brings up the top half of this, the bottom half of the fifth for the Cardinals, and it'll be 8-9-1, starting with Braden Dickerson, the left fielder who just got that ball in for the out, as, again, he faces Easton Stone, and the count 1-1.
Yeah, Braden on that play did exactly what he was supposed to do, fielded it cleanly.
Yeah, right.
Got it to the cutoff.
1-2 to Dickerson. Again, you know, just our thoughts from here in the press box, but my initial thought was, no, you don't really. I was surprised to see him come around. There's the solid shot to center and a hit for Dickerson, the deep infield. To start the fifth for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that it is. And I think that's just, I don't know, maybe frustration on the coach's end. Just trying, hopefully, you know, he's hoping somebody drops a ball or makes a bad throw or whatever. But, he left the runner stranded in between home and third.
Mm. It was just tough. I mean, it wasn't really deep left field. It was a solid single, but it was really quick, right? Boom, boom.
See if we can get a bunt down here.
Yeah, and there's a bunt attempt for strike one to the nine-hitter Atchison, the catcher, number 11. He struck out his first time back in the second in that nine spot for Coach Mitch Steinmetz. Big news in Chi-High Sports today. Scott Parker hanging it up after 37 years. His entire staff is stepping down as well. There's a bunt attempt laid down first base side, a very nice one, and they're going to throw it over to first for the out, but advance the runner to second. Great job by Atchison.
Yep, really good bunt. Really good. He put it exactly where he was supposed to put it. Did his job.
And so Dickerson to second base in scoring position with only one out, and it brings up Brady Smith.
Yeah, this is
struck out both times.
This is where you got to cash in. Brady is a couple strikeouts, but has just missed a couple pitches, and Jared Erickson's hit a couple balls hard. We need one more hit to get that run in.
So Smith, the leadoff hitter, his third chance at Stone, hits one to right center field, and measuring out there is Hoffman.
You never know with
and
that
the
sun.
Center fielder comes up, and he dropped the ball. He came sliding in, Kaltinsky, and now running, and the runner had to hold because it looked like maybe the catch was going to be made. I thought Hoffman, the right fielder, was going to be there, but Kaltinsky coming over, and he dropped it and sliding. It was a long way to run, so going to give him, the single there in his trip after the two strikeouts. So runners at the corners for the Cards, actually, and again, set that now. You've got Dickerson's at third, and Smith is at first, and Erickson, the center fielder, who has singled in two trips. And a big mound conference here.
Yeah, I don't know. It almost looked like the right fielder had a bead on it, and then he looked over at the center fielder waiting for him to come over and get it. But that should have been the right fielder's ball. But like I said earlier, that sun in right field, it's right in your eyes. Yeah, I don't know. It looked like he didn't want any part of that thing.
So Rice Lake, who two innings in a row in the third and fourth, stranding three, and then in the fifth, they had two on, had a single, that would have loaded the bases, but then a runner was told to round third, and they caught in a rundown and tagged out. That is Easton Stone, who was tagged out, and now the Cardinals with a 1-0 lead on the strength of a log sled homer. Have Erickson, the center fielder, to the plate, hitting from the left side. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Against Stone, the pitch. And he looks at ball one, 1-0. Again, Smith at first and Dickerson at third. Only one out for the Cardinals on the sacrifice by Atchison, which was the best bunt, best sacrifice of the day. Maybe the only one that's been successful.
Yeah.
And the pitch inside, and there's tried to set it up. But anyhow, stealing the base that time is Smith without a throw, without a throw.
I don't know what that was.
But it looked like they were trying to set it up to take a chance, but chose not to, did the catcher Musil.
It looked like we were back in 10U baseball there.
So second and third, and Jared Erickson now with the 2-0 count, the pitch.
Oh,
solid shot up the middle, and it's going to be caught.
Oh, no.
The center fielder, and they're going to have the second out, and grabbed by Kultinski with... initially looked like it hit off the bat.
It did, and that's the Braden. Is that Braden? Braden on third, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was down right off the bat, too, and so did Braden, and he was going home to score and didn't tag up, and he's still on third.
It was, had he just stayed there, it still would have been close.
It would have been close.
It would have been close,
100%.
And there's a called strike one to Cole Proberg, the Cardinals shortstop, who has doubled and struck out in his two trips against Easton Stone. 1-0 Cardinals, bottom half of the fifth from Casper. Ball fouled off first base side, 0-2.
Yeah, Kultinski made a really nice read in center field to get to that ball. I thought it was down for sure.
You Mark Levin fans, Levin will follow our post game here on WOGO. Of course, his show typically till 8. There's a ball upstairs, 1-2.
Yeah, I'd take a pass ball at this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's where you talk about baseball insurance. I mean, that runner at third looks very good to get this lead up to 2-0. And there's the pitch from Stone, and a hard throw, and he misses, 2-2.
Just missed.
Yep. So two out, two on for the Cardinals. Runners at second, third, two in scoring position for Cole Proberg, the number three hitter. The pitch. Tapper knocked down there, and it's going to Stone is going to take it himself over to first base for the out to Larson, and the Cardinals strand two in the fifth through five from Casper. Chai still clinging to a 1-0 lead over Rice Lake on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
To the sixth we go on WOGO Sports. The Cardinals leading 1-0. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game, my friend. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, CVOSM.com. Again, we've got a Chai Superior doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow in softball as the boys are scheduled to go north to play two there. The girls hosting the Lady Spartans 3:40 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch, weather permitting tomorrow. forecast not favorable, but waiting at least until tomorrow morning, according to Activities Director Mike Thompson, to decide anything. And it looks like, you know, 5 o'clock and after, it gets especially iffy. But Heidi Solon's scheduled to join us on Color. Thanks so much to Jason Bob for being our color analyst today. All right, to the top half of the sixth now, and it'll be Hoffman and Schomer and Larson, 7, 8, and 9 hitters, and strike one to Hoffman to start the sixth. Hoffman has struck out both times. And a very open stance again here.
Mm-hmm.
0-1. Ball misses 1-1. From Laquay into the sixth inning now. Again, that 100 pitch count. I don't know exactly where we're at, but...
Is that 82?
82, you're right. Okay.
Yep.
A nice feature on the scoreboard here to
yeah,
have that for the
it
fans.
Is.
And this is a tapper third base side, and Auger's going to get it. Throw over to first in time for the out.
Nice play.
And... again, Auger with another terrific the rundown to get that job done too.
Yeah, he's had a nice season defensively. He's made. I know he had an error today, but he's done a nice job over there.
And so the Cardinals 5 outs away now, after the 5-3 put out of Hoffman, and it brings up Schomer, the designated hitter, and he had a single his last time.
Yeah, he's.
And this one fouled off first base side, out of play, 0-1.
Anything straight, he's going to swing at.
Yep.
Mix it up a little bit, and you'll probably get him.
You're going to have to face the top of that order one more time. So this would be a great inning to go 1-2-3. I mean,
yeah,
that's always the case, I know. But
it's going to be but at this
called
point.
Strike.
It's going to be kind of a stretch for Jake to finish to finish this. We're going to have to see somebody else, and it's going to be. 2-3-4, 3-4-5.
Right.
It's going to be the heart of the order in the seventh.
That'll be tough. And this one fouled off. So, again, some of those innings that drew a lot of pitches, and now at that 86 mark, just 14 pitches left for Jake.
Yeah, I know. The other night, Tuesday night in Rice Lake, my son Easton was pitching, and he had an inning where he had 25 pitches and got to the sixth and was at 98 pitches. Well, if you eliminate 10 of those pitches,
right
now
right.
you got a little room to work with, and you can't help it. Obviously, sometimes you have long innings.
Right, that's a tough, a challenging rule. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. So Laquay able to get Schomer for out number two. Now the Cards just 4 outs away as the fifth strikeout from Laquay on the day, and it brings up Jack Larson.
Yeah, that's a nice pitch. That's a big pitch. He's limited his pitches a little bit. Maybe get a first pitch pop up here. First pitch ground ball.
So Laquay with, again, keeping our eye on that, it's now one pitch beyond what he did his last outing. He had 86 his last outing. And Larson's going to hit one to center field. Here comes the hard charge, and it's going to drop in there just barely. In front of a diving Jared Erickson for a single for Jack Larson.
Yeah, hit it where they ain't.
Yep.
The shortstop, number 7.
So one for two and a walk today for Larson, and it brings up Lucas Rue, the top of the order. He's ground out to third, singled, and struck out in his 3 trips. Number 7.
Sometimes this isn't the worst thing if you... That 9 guy gets on, and you can get the leadoff guy. That's that's kind of a win, too.
It'll have to be now, and there's the off-speed pitch for the called strike, 0-1 to Rue. Singled in 3 trips against Laquay. 89 pitches in for Laquay, so the final 11 here. And with each pitch, you're just hoping that this is the one.
Might be going, yep.
And there's the runner going, and the throw from Atchison out, not in time, head first slide. And so Larson steals second base, and he's in scoring position. The tying run for Rice Lake here, and the count at 1-1 on the leadoff hitter Rue.
Yeah, that's a great call. I mean, if he gets thrown out, you got your leadoff guy up, and you could tell. Obviously, it's easy for me to see up here, but he was leaning. He was getting ready to go.
Yeah, you did sense that. You had spidey sense there. And there's a ball missing. 2-1 now to Rue. Again, with 9 pitches remaining. This is something where I've done a lot of girls softball in recent times, and so it's been my first baseball game in quite a few years here today. And this one tapped foul.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to find the stats. Larson is fourth. Granted, it's not a huge number of games, but that's his fourth or fifth stolen base already in conference play.
Yeah. In that nine spot, but making it work for Rice. Like they oftentimes especially see that second leadoff hitter, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
2-2 pitch. And this one smashed to third, and it gets by Auger. And now the runner rounding third. They're going to have a play at the plate. Here's the throw in the hot.
Oh, what a throw.
And he is out.
Holy
cow. The Cardinals get him retired. Oh, what a play from left field by Braden Dickerson. He guns down the runner that would have tied the game. And back-to-back innings, Rice Lake has the runner going around third, thrown out at home. The Cardinals in the middle of six still lead it 1-0 over Rice Lake on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as the Cardinals clinging to a 1-0 lead, but it hasn't been easy, Jason.
No, that was, wow. I mean, you couldn't have walked that ball. Braden Dickerson couldn't have walked that ball any better to the catcher. It was right on the plate, and bang, bang, play. Yeah, great throw.
So the Cardinals now, again, we're talking about the pitch count, just 65 for Easton Stone as he throws his first pitch to Auger, the third baseman for the Cardinals, in the 4-5 and 6 hitters. And Auger looks at a ball.
Yeah, we need a base runner here. We got to put some pressure on him, and one run is huge in this situation.
2-0 count to Auger. He looks at a strike, 2-1. Auger, in his he has grounded out to short and popped out to the pitcher in his two trips. But very efficient has been Stone today, and a swing and a miss, strike two. Again, his pitch count just at 69 compared to the 93 for LaQuay. So Jake has just seven pitches left in the top top half of the seventh. The 2-2 pitch, off speed, fouled off, 2-2. Staying alive, Auger with Logsled, who had the home run, the only run of the game, back in the second. The solo shot to lead things off there on deck, and Gavin Thompson, the right fielder.
There's a
base hit to left field for the leadoff hitter, Preston Auger. So the Cardinal leadoff is aboard to start the bottom half of the sixth in this 1-0 Chi-High game.
Yeah, it was another. Easton tried a quick pitch again, which he did it in the first inning and tried it again there, and Preston was ready for it. And
I wasn't ready for it. So.
No, I know. I'm not. You don't see that. You don't see it very often.
And the Logsled now with a home run and a flyout. Looks at strike one.
Yeah, now the question, do you bunt the guy that hits the home run or hit the home run earlier?
Right, yeah, do you? I mean, baseball strategy would suggest it, but he's got the capability of one swing to make it a 3-0.
Yeah.
And he misses 1-1 to Logsled, the Cardinals' first baseman.
Yeah, no, I don't think I take the bat out of his hands. I think I let him swing, and and take your chances, because there's no guarantee if you get him over that he's going to score anyway.
But again, the Cardinals most likely going to have a relief pitcher, and you don't know. Ball misses 2-1. The thing you don't know is, because obviously Easton and LeQuay, you're 1-2 pitchers for Chahai, and so out of the bullpen, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get control-wise.
No, you don't. Yeah, yeah, it's...
So that's what Chahai's going to have to most likely come up with. And then off-speed pitch hit high in the air left field, and the left fielder over there, and Kinesh is going to make the catch for the out, and the runner will return to first base for the Cardinals, Auger. So a second consecutive flyout for Logsled after that home run. And it's Gavin Thompson now, the right fielder, who has singled and struck out in his two trips.
Yeah, I think that was, he missed that thing by about a half an inch.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would have been another one.
He's got that home run swing, Logsled. And this is a solid shot to right center field. Is it going to get in there? And a sliding catch made by the center fielder Kultinski, and a good job. And they'll get the runner back to first. Yeah, Kultinski, a good shot. Boy, that really looked like a single off the bat, I thought. So.
Yeah, that's the second one. That kid, he reads the ball really, really well.
So two are out now, and Hagman, the DH for the Cardinals, he's hit into a fielder's choice and tapped out to second in his two trips. The Cardinals, that insurance run at first base in the form of Auger, had the leadoff single. This is a pop-up. Is it playable? Third baseman is running over, and he can't quite get there in front of the Chahai dugout fence for strike one on Hagman.
Yeah, just looking where Kultinski is playing, trying to figure out how he catches all these balls. He is way playing really, really shallow.
Huh.
And Braden's certainly capable of getting one over his head.
And Braden Hagman and Braden Dickerson back-to-back for the Cardinals in the 7-8 spot in the order in the bottom of the sixth inning. And he looks at one that time. Strike two. So 0-2 here to Hagman, the Cardinal DH. Hitting in place of LeQuay today. The 0-2 pitch. Looks at a ball, 1-2.
Yeah, that's a good take. That was a nice pitch, low and away. Those are easy to chase with two strikes.
One ball and two strikes to the right-handed hitting Hagman, looking for his first hit of the day. Extra base hit could score a run with two out, off-speed pitch, and he gets him to go, and that is the seventh strikeout of the day for Stone. Through six innings from Casper, Chahai clinging to a 1-0 lead with LeQuay with seven pitches left. Stick around. Seventh inning next on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
To the top of the seventh we go. Chahai clinging to a 1-0 lead over Rice Lake. And the Warriors coming with Tanner Kultinski, Easton Stone, and Cal Kelsey, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters against LeQuay, who has pitched a shutout. But, boy, it has been a labor, twice leaving the bases loaded and twice having runners thrown out between third and home. How about that?
Yeah, it's defense has played pretty well behind him, and Jake has thrown a heck of a game. We'll see. Maybe seven pitches.
Yep. And again, if you're Rice Lake, I mean, I would certainly think the strategy is that you're not. This is it, though. They've got three outs left to work with.
Yeah.
And it's the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Kultinski to start it. He has lined out to second, walked, and flown out to center in his three trips.
There is a little
strike
bit
one.
Of there's a little bit of strategy with, you know, getting a guy to 100 and how many pitches do you take and do you take a strike to – yeah, we'll see.
Like you said, you get to finish the batter. Here's LaQuay, the next pitch. And that one misses, 1-1, and he's at 95 now.
95.
Yeah.
Be nice if he could face Stone.
And Kultitsky, yeah, Stone is on deck. And the pitch, this one low, 2-1. So again, LaQuay has had 5 strikeouts and 2 walks on the day. There was a wild pitch that allowed the runners to advance on one occasion. The 2-1 pitch to Kultitsky. Looks at a ball, 3-1.
Yeah, that's been that pitch that sometimes it's a strike, sometimes it's a ball. Chuck has done a nice job behind the plate. That one, I don't know, you just, I don't know. Obviously, it's harder to see from up here.
And now with only 3 pitches left, it's looking tougher to get to. Stone, the next hitter. We'll see if maybe we get contact here. And it's ball 4. So on 5 pitches, Kultitsky walks to start the top half of the 7th inning as Rice Lake trailing it 1-0.
Number one,
and it does get to Stone, so you can exceed the 100. He's at 98. You can exceed it. 80 pitches for Stone, so they did work him for 15 pitches last inning. The Cardinals did. Easton Stone has singled, walked, and reached on an error. His 3 trips. And what was the call there?
Hit by patch.
Okay.
Pitch.
All right.
I didn't.
I knew it was inside. I didn't recognize it hit him.
Yeah, now.
So the 99th pitch hits Stone, and it puts runners that gets him to Cal Kelsey, but 2 are on and nobody out here, Jason.
Yeah, I don't. This is sometimes a situation where if you have a guy that's ready, you'd rather bring him in with.
Uh-huh.
First and second versus bases loaded.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's maybe what they're going to do. LaQuay is done, and we will take a break as well. And when we come back, we'll find out who the Cardinal hurler will be. In fact, we can tell you right now because number 9 is going out there for the Cardinals.
I think it's going to right field.
Okay. So number 9, Brecken Boisvert, is headed to right field, and that would mean Gavin Thompson likely coming in to do the...
Brady Smith. So Brady Smith is pitching. Gavin will go to second.
Gotcha.
Brecken went to right.
So Brady Smith to the pitch. LaQuay is out. Gavin Thompson into second. And also for the Cardinals, Brecken Boisvert to right field.
Bovier.
Bovier, yes.
Yeah, Brady's... Brady's a sophomore, but he's pitched a couple times this year. He's got a really, really good off-speed pitch, throws a ton of strikes. It's just, this is a big spot, first, second, nobody out for a sophomore pitcher, so we'll see how Brady responds.
Yeah, that's for sure. And Brecken Boisvert into right field for the Cards. As we get our defense.
Number 5, 3.
How many pitches? We get like 8 pitches? How many did he get there necessarily?
Usually it's 7, but doesn't look like they're paying attention, so he can, I don't know. Some umpires will count every single one, and other guys, they just go by feel.
But again, you know, that's why there's nobody in the bullpen, because somebody you brought in from the field.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Yeah, we were checking the bullpen, and there was nobody down there.
So in some ways, though, I mean, somebody who's been in the game, right? I mean, Brady Smith, he's been at second.
Yeah.
And
he's warm, and he's been active. You just got to change your mindset from going from playing the field to pitching.
All right, so it's going to be Cal Kelsey, the left-handed hitting second baseman. He struck out, hit out to a grounder, and also popped out to catcher. And there's a ball missing, 1-0 from Brady Smith, the Cardinals relief pitcher brought in from second base. Again, Gavin Thompson now at second, and Brecken Boisvert is in right field for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're looking to bunt. You just got to make sure you get an out.
Kelsey, the left-handed hitting second baseman in the cleanup spot. 1-0 pitch, and he's going to bunt it first base side. It's going to be gloved there, waiting for the second baseman to come over and cover. They get the out, but the runner does advance to second and third, both of them.
Good bunt, good play by the defense. Just had to get the lead runner. They got the lead runner, and now it comes down to Brady Smith.
So the sacrifice score at 3-4 there. And Musil, the catcher now, he's flown out to center and singled twice. So Musil swinging the hot bat here against Brady Smith for the Cardinals.
And it looks like Chi High has the infield in, trying to cut off that run at home. The danger with
ball misses 1-0.
Danger with bringing the infield in is now if that ball gets through the infield, you're giving up two runs versus one run.
And again, just 80 pitches so far for Stone, so he could still go the, it would seem, the majority. And they're going to just intentionally walk him. But go ahead and walk Musil. He's been swinging the hot bat, so there's the intentional walk to him. Base is loaded. You get the force out, and it brings up Kanash, who's popped out, hit into a fielder's choice. And also the runner thrown out in the fifth inning. He had a single. He did have a single his last time, Kanash, though.
He did, but I like that. I like that move. Their top five are solid. I'm not saying that Kanash can't get a hit here, but I'll take my chances. Then you can move the infield back. You can play for a double play. You can go home. Like, you have a lot more options.
Bases loaded and one out for the sophomore pitcher, Brady Smith. Ground ball, third base side. Auger's got a throw to the plate, and the
there
force out there. The throw to first base is not in time. Again, it was the ground ball, the third. Auger coming to the plate to Atchison. They get the force for the second out, but then Atchison trying to go to Logsled at first, not in time to get the runner Kanesh. So he's aboard.
Yeah, that's why you do that. That's why Mitch, Coach Steinmetz walked that guy to load the bases. Because if that's not a force play at home, now it's dicey whether you throw home or you throw to first.
So Kultinski, the lead runner, is out. Stone is at third, and Musil is at second, and Kanesh is at first. And it brings up Aaron Hoffman, who struck out twice and grounded out to third. The game on the line, two out. The pitch from Smith. Ground ball, third base side. Auger's got a tag. Third. Cardinals win. Chi-Hi wins. The Cardinals win it here on WOGO Sports. How about that? Chi-Hi. It was a Houdini day on this day in Cardinal history where Scott Parker says goodbye after 37 years of coaching the hockey team. How they did it, we'll talk about when we come back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Katie Ruff delivers. Swing and a miss. K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning.
There's a ball to deep center field, and it's out of here. Home run, a three-run shot for Lauren Shepard. Shepard continuing her hot hitting from Thursday, and the Cardinals now lead it 11-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi-Hi, the winner, 1-0. What a game we've seen here on WOGO Sports. The Cardinals with the win go to 4-2 in the conference and 6-4 overall. And we've got the Cardinals head coach, Mitch Steinmetz, is going to join us here on WOGO Sports. And, Coach, here you go. Here's your microphone. And congratulations. What a contest. Give me, give us your view from your perspective.
Defense wins. We kept them at bay with a great throw from Dickerson in the sixth or the fifth. Cut a guy down at the plate.
Yeah, both back-to-back innings, right? Yeah, the fifth and the sixth. Yeah.
And then bang, bang, a couple guys get on in the seventh and got to load the bases to get the force. Once we get the force, and we made one heck of a play at home and then another good play at third. Get out of here, so with the W.
Jason, how about it?
Yeah, that the decision at the end, I thought, to walk the guy, that it was a great decision, and it worked out exactly the way it's supposed to work out.
Yeah, well, sometimes it does.
Well, we were talking, there were so many 50-50 plays, you know, the throw to first base, if that gets away, or the throw home, and man, these guys were prepared defensively. They just, every play they had to make, they made.
We've been working on it.
How about the job of your sophomore pitcher, Brady Smith? You pull him in from second base. Again, no outs, two runners on, 1-0 game. Got the job done for you.
Yeah, he's a gamer. He is. He does just what we ask him to and more. And just shove strikes, and that's what we ask for.
A sweet win for your club, Coach Steinmetz. I mean, you beat Easton Stone, a terrific pitcher, in a 1-0 duel here.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a competitor, and he's a heck of a pitcher, that is for sure.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. What about the doubleheader in Superior tomorrow? What's your plan there pitching-wise?
We brought a couple JV kids up. We're going to try to give another varsity guy some work also. And maybe Brady can come in and finish up a game up there for us.
There you go. Well, Coach, congratulations. Pass it on to the team. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Head coach Mitch Steinmetz here on WOGO Sports as we try to recap this one for you on this beautiful day for baseball. I don't know that tomorrow will be quite as good weather-wise. It doesn't sound like it. But, boy, trying to recap this, Jason, even after the game during that initial commercial break, I mean, it was like, what a ball game.
Yeah, it was. And Jake LeQuay threw a heck of a game. He got out a few jams, and his defense had his back, and he did enough, like throwing, you know, it almost seems like he's kind of dismissing the fact that he threw a shutout for 6 1/3 innings, and he threw a heck of a game, and Easton Stone threw a heck of a game, but really it came down to defense and one swing of the bat by Logsdale to get a big conference win in a really in a conference that's going to be really tight this year.
Let's sum it up for you again with some highlights along the way here on WOGO Sports. It was the second inning of a scoreless game, and Logsdale came to the plate here on WOGO. Logsdale now first pitch and looks at a ball high, 1-0.
Yeah, Stone's been up. He's been leaving a lot of stuff up. If they can lay off that, they'll be okay.
The 1-0 pitch from Stone, and this one hit left field
hit
and deep. Long fly ball, and it's going to be out of here for a home run.
Wow.
A solo shot for Lucas Logsled, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 here in the top half of the second as the team comes out to greet him. And that was our only offensive highlight of the day. I mean, there were some other hits, but I mean, that's certainly what stood out. And then beyond that, you get into defensive highlights, because in back-to-back, the third and the fourth innings, Rice Lake loads the bases, but the Cards get out of the jam. But the defensive highlights really didn't happen until the fifth inning, where you had runners being thrown out between third and home. And let's listen to that initially happening in the fifth. Kanish, number 17, from the right side. Cardinals 1-0 on the Logsled homer, which came way back in the second. Solid shot, base hit to left. One solid shot, and rounding third and heading for home. And now they're going to hold him up, and now he's going to be caught in a rundown. And a huge play, and they're going to tag the runner for the out.
Wow.
And a great job by Perlberg, the shortstop, to get the out, and the Cardinals get out of it again. And my correction, that was Preston Auger, who actually was able to take care of business with the rundown, getting that lead runner in the fifth. But that was not the last time we would see that, Jason, was it?
No. Yeah, very next inning, same thing.
Let's listen here on WOGO Sports. That second leadoff
yeah,
here, right?
Yeah, exactly so. Right.
2-2 pitch. And this one smashed to third, and it gets by Auger. And now the runner rounding third. They're going to have a play at the plate. Here's the throw in the hot.
Oh, what a throw.
And he is out.
Holy
cow. The Cardinals get him retired. Oh, what a play from left field by Braden Dickerson. He guns down the runner that would have tied the game. And back-to-back innings, Rice Lake has the runner going around third, thrown out at home. The Cardinals in the middle of six. And that took us to the seventh inning, the top half of the seventh inning. And Jacob Lequay had just seven pitches left. And he got through a couple of different batters. And the way it went was a walk to Koltinsky. Easton Stone was hit by a pitch. Cal Kelsey with a good sacrifice. The runners go to ultimately second and third with one out. Musil gets a free pass. They load the bases. Kanish with the ground out. They get the force out at home as Brady Smith had come in. So the second out there, and it brought up Aaron Hoffman. And Aaron Hoffman then grounded to third base. Tagging third base for the out was Preston Auger, and Chahai wins it 1-0. And it feels like Houdini, like they escaped out of here.
They did. A number of different times they were in situations where a bleeder, a blooper, an infield single, and you're tied or down a run. And they had an answer all day long. It's fun to watch.
Hey, we'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. Thanks so much to Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio, to Jason here joining me on the broadcast, Jason Bob on WOGO Sports. Thanks so much to our public address announcer, Jared Johnson. I'm Mark Halverson. Again, thanking you for joining us. Chahai wins it 1-0 over Rice Lake, making it a clean sweep here in the BRC and further improving their status in the conference at 4-2. Thanks so much for listening. And again, weather permitting, softball doubleheader tomorrow, 3:40 the pregame. Chahai versus Superior on WOGO Sports. Good night. Enjoy the NFL draft.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. This has been Chi High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.